Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Nun Beis, and we are five lines from the bottom of daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunu Batzara Vashiv. So the topic of the last several dafin was that a man cannot make a chazaka cheskas kimbol shana benichse yishtoi, a woman cannot make a cheskas kimbol shanim. Benichse Baila, the Gemara now is going to bring a brisa that's going to discuss sort of me inyan le inyan ba'oise inyan, a married woman who claims to have nechasim with some interesting poil yoitze lahalacha, says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, ein mekablin pikdoinos. One cannot receive a pikadim, v'leimin anashim, not from a married woman, v'leimin avadim, or from an eved, v'leimin atinoikis, or from a child. Rashbam says that the tzad ashava between these three people are that they're not really supposed to have money. And as a result, why are they being a mafkid of perika mafkid fame? Therefore, we have reason to be suspicious that maybe the woman who has this pekadin really stole it from her husband. She needs a place to hide it. Perfect. So find the shomer chinam, and he'll hide it for her. Same for the eved, the same for the child. Therefore, this is a halacha psuka, that if a woman, an eved, or a child comes to you and says, will you please watch this pekadin, ein mekablin, you have to do some due diligence, verify that it belongs to them, otherwise you're not allowed to take it. Kibam mino isha, let's say you took it, meaning it happened already, yachzali isha, at that point, you do return it. And the Rashbam says, the ein lanu lachzika, bigoy nefes, meaning as much as it's true that you're suspicious, thus lechatchila don't take it, but if you took it, now you can't assume, oh, this is gneva and yehemuna chachayav eliyah. No, if she comes to ask for it back, at that point, you have to return it. V'imesa, let's say she died, yachsa labayla, then you return it to her husband. And the Rashbam says the reason is because mamonavshach, because even if it, in fact, was hers, well, at this point, baal is yerush asishtai, meaning if it wasn't hers, and really it was the husband, so of course you should give it to the husband. And if it was hers, now that she died, the husband yarshins it, and therefore you return it to the husband. Kibel min ha'eved. What would be the eved if you took it from an eved? Again, you're not supposed to take from the eved, but let's say you did take from the eved, and he comes and asks it in return, yachsel eved, you give it to the eved. Ve'im meis, and if the eved dies, then yachsel rabbi, then you give it back to the adoin. And the Rashbam says, last Rashbam on the Yomid, the mistama kol mashakana evet kana rabbi. Because it's mistaber that mashakana evet kana rabbi, and therefore it probably really was the adoins. Meaning, when the woman died, the reason you give it to the husband is because Mimon of Shach, it's his right now. When the Eved dies, the reason you give it to the Adoin is not, says the Rashbam, because Mimon of Shach, it's the Adoin's. Because to the extent it was the Eved's, the Adoin doesn't have a Din Yerusha in his Eved. But the reason is because it was Mistama his in the first place. Meaning, we're choshed the Eved a little bit more than we're choshed the Isha. And it manifests itself in the event that the Eved dies. When the Isha dies, the reason you give it to the husband is only because Meman of Shach is a Yairish. When the Eved dies, you don't have that Svara, but Afilu Hachi, you give it to the Yadoin. And the reason is, the Mistama, it was his anyways. Kibum in a Katan. So again, you're not supposed to take the Katan from the Katan, but let's say you did take it from the Katan. Yasaloi Skula, then the Halach is, even if the Katan asks for it in return, you don't give it back. So you give it back to the Isha, you give it back to the Eved, but you don't give it back to the Katan. And the reason is, says the Rashbam, Shari Ein Yodei Alishmar, top line. Because we don't trust that he knows how to watch it, and it's for that reason we're going to protect it for him, and the way we're going to protect it for him is by making a school of the Gemara in a minute is going to define what exactly a school is. Vimeis, let's say the child dies, yachsel yarshim, again, very simple. Then you give it back to the yarshim, meaning we assume it belonged to the child, and whoever the yoresh is, that's who you're going to give it back to. Says the Brisa Vayta, v'kulon she'amru b'shas misason shel ploy nihen. Let's say the Isha, or the Eved, or the Tinoikis, who you weren't supposed to be Makabal the Pekadim from, but you were Makabal the Pekadim, and now they were lying on their deathbed, and they went to the Nifka, the Shoimer, and they told the Shoimer, Shalplainihem, I want you to know it really belongs to somebody else. Yasuke Perushan, no, if that's what they said, so then you follow them. And the truth is, it makes a lot of sense. If they would ask for it in return, you would give it to them. That's the halacha. As a result, if they're now saying it belongs to somebody else, so it's the equivalent thereof. Just give it to that other person. The in love, however, But if not, yasa pirush lepei rishon. So vimlav, not. It's not clear. And it's for that reason, if you look at the Rashbam has three pshatim in terms of what exactly the right girsa in the Gemara even is. But the simple pshat, it's the Rashbam's first pshat, the Rambam and the Moira seem to have learned the Gemara that way as well. Vimlav means if you're suspicious, you think that maybe there's something going on over here. Meaning, you're concerned that really this Isha, let's say, was a ganav. And the reason she gave it to you to watch was because she was trying to hide it. Now that she dies, everyone's going to go through all her stuff and they're going to find out what was really going on. So you're choshed that the reason she's saying now that it belongs to Pliny is because she doesn't want this to be anywhere near her, because she doesn't want it to come back to hurt her in some way, push it to maintain and preserve her reputation even after she dies. So if that's in your mind what's going on, then you should be yasa pirish lepei rushan, meaning you shouldn't take her at a word and you should do what you think the right thing to do is, go to Bezdin, whatever it is, but definitely don't necessarily follow what it is that she said. So really, if she says that I want you to give it to somebody else, it's like amigo, she could have taken it herself, so certainly you should go ahead and give it to that person. But if you are choshed, again, this is only one of three pshatim that the Rashbam brings, that there's something a little fishy over here, then yasa pirish lepei rushan. The Gemara tells a story. Tvisu de Rabbi Bar Bachana kashafcha. Rabbi Bar Bachana's wife was dying. Amra, she said, hani kifi, these jewelry that I have, you should know, I don't really own them. They weren't mine. The Marta, ubnei Marta, really belonged to Marta and belonged to the children of Marta. So Rashbam says, who was Marta? Incidentally, Marta sounds a little bit like a lady's name. Rashbam says, Shem Chacham, Achiv Shal Rav Chiya. Now Rav Chiya's sister, Rav Chiya's brother. But either way, so she said, as she was dying, that I want you to know this jewelry belongs to Marta and the children of Marta. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana went to Rav. He says, I don't know, I thought I was going to yarshen all this jewelry. Now the Freud said, Mamish, as she was dying, that it belongs to Marta and B'nai Marta, Amalei. So Rav said like this, if you trust her, I say Kaperusha, then you should follow her. V'iloi, and if not, I say Pirish Leperusha, right? Then ready, learn like Tosfos learns, as a Pirish Leperusha, and that's the way you should go about it. Ikadamri, some have a different nusach of what Rav told Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. He said as follows, Amalei, I amidolach, I say Kaperusha. If those people, Marta, were wealthy people, and it makes sense that they would have owned this kind of jewelry, then she's probably telling the truth. But if the story, Epis, doesn't stim, then something's off over here, then I say Pirush LePirusha, then be mind a little bit, learn this Be'in, and try to figure out a little bit better what's going on. Either way, so the Braisa had said, stating that if you were mekabel, so if you're mekabel from the isha, yachzal isha. If you're mekabel from the eved, yachzal the eved. If you're mekabel from the katan, and now he says, I want the katan back, you can't even give it back to him. Yachzal iskulu. And the reason is you have to protect it to protect him, because he won't be able to watch it, and as a result, there's a chi of shmir, you're the shimer now, and you have to watch it, and as a result, you're not allowed to give it back to the cotton. What do you do? Yasoloi skula. So the Gemara says, Mai segula, and this is a Gemara in other places in Shas, Marcellus Shas says, Bava Kamadav Pezayin and Bebez. This is really halacha, that whenever money is supposed to be coming in the direction of a cotton, so there's an idea of Yasoloi skula. We invested for him. That's really going to be the short answer. Rav Chizam says Sefer Torah. You buy a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah is something that preserves its value, so it's not a depreciating asset. And at the same time, in the interim, you'll be able to be oichel peiros. Rabbi Barafuna Amradiklo to achamine tamri. What you should buy is you should buy a palm tree which produces dates. The tree itself is something that is going to have value in the long term, and in the short term, again, you'll be able to be oisa peiros. The idea of a skula is, meaning invest it, but safely, securely. What you do is you buy something that in the short term, the child will be able to benefit from. You don't want to withhold that from him. But at the same time, when he's a gadol, when he's older, and he's able to take care of this asset, so the keren, the principle of it, will have been preserved. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. Believe it or not, still holding in the middle of the Mishnah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, it's already 10 dafen. So the Mishnah had said, V'loi la'av b'nichsei aben, v'loi l'ben b'nichsei av, that a father cannot establish a cheskas gimel shonim in his son's nechasim, and a child, a son, cannot establish a cheskas gimel shonim in his father's nechasim. So we're going to focus on the second half. V'loi l'ben b'nichsei av. So what's the case? The case is where we know the father owned this piece of property, He was the Marukam. The son's been living there for the last 3 years. The father didn't say a peep. He didn't say one word. After 3 years, he says, "Nu, Sashan Genig, I want my piece of property back." And he says, "What are you talking about? I bought it from you. Achvi Shtarcha, it's already 3 years. Ordinarily, you would have a Cheskes Raya. Zok the Mishnah, V'loi le'ben benichseyav." Amr Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, "Afilu Chalku," that this is true, even in the event that the son is no longer living with the father. He's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv. He doesn't work for his father. He has no shaychus really to this field. He's just been living there or being nene from it. Even in that case, said Rabbi Yosef, this halach is going to be true. Rava Amar, Rava said, Chalkuloi. No, in the event that the son has separated from his father. He was Mekayim, Al-Kain, Yazov, Ish. As Aviv, well, in that case already, this halach is not going to be true. Meaning, the only time a son can't be machzik b'nichsei ha'av, says Rava, is if he's living there. He has a shaychus to it. He's being supported by his father. So then there's no umdana from the fact that the father wasn't moicha. If, however, it was chalku, then already the halach is going to be different. Sok to Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti commented. He said, Ovid Rav Papi Uvda, Rav Papi once presided over such a shayla, and he paskin chalku loy kirava. He allowed a child to have a chazaka b'nichseyavav, even though it's keneged a mishnah. It's because he made the sakimt in the mishnah. The mishnah is talking dafka in a case where it was loy chalku, but chalku loy in the event that he separated, then already the halacha is going to be different. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, "Ishtoy li rabchia mihurmiz arshid." That's a place. Ardishid. "Ishtoy li Rav Acher bar Yaakov." Mishmei Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. So again, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that I heard from Rav Chia, who came from Hurmiz Ardashid, that he heard from Rav Acher by Yaakov, who heard from Rav Nachman by Yaakov. So this is Rav Nachman by Yitzchak saying what he heard from Rav Nachman by Yaakov, which, by the way, is in and of itself interesting, because we know this machlik is Rashi and Tosfos, who's Stam Rav Nachman. Is Stam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman by Yaakov, that's Shitas Tosfos, or is Stam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that's the much more Mechudish Shita, that's the Shita of Rashi. But either way, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is saying over in the name of Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Choku Loi, that in the event that the son is no longer living off the field of his father, at that point, the halacha of the Mishnah is not going to apply. The Hilchas of Choku Loi, and that is in fact the halacha. Tanya Nami Yochit, the Mefurish of Reis Ben Shecholak, the Ishtoi, Shenis Garsha, Harein Kishar Kol Adam, that once the son is Cholak, or married woman that's no longer married, at that point they're Kishar Kol Adam, meaning now already they'll be able to be Machzik. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It Echad Mino Achin, Shaya Noisei V'Noisein B'Toich HaBayis. So a man died, and he left over an estate. And one of the brothers took it upon himself that he is going to be the apotropos. He's going to handle all the business dealings related to this estate. Okay. Vaya Oinois Ushtarois Yoitzin Al Shmai. And then one day, we find out that this brother has Oinois, Shtarois, different documents that suggest that he's bought things and that he's lent money. Turns out he's a big soicher. Now, no one knew him as being a soicher, but ever since the father died and he became the apotropos, all of a sudden, it seems like he's killing it, right? So there was like a little bit of a sichsuch, and the brothers went over to him and they says, "I don't know, all of a sudden I hear you're buying, you're selling, you're wheeling, you're dealing, you're dressing for success. Like, is there something going on?" V'amrei said, "Shalihi, yeah, no, it's a coincidence. Shenaf limi beis naviyapa." Meaning, they were brothers, they shared the same father, but Rashbam says, a Yavama's case, they didn't have the same mother. So he said, "I got it from my mother's father. My maternal Zayda was a great Gvir. Still, hey, no one knew about it. He died, he left over this big Yerusha, and all these shtaris are transactions that I did with my own money, nothing to do with Yerusha. Chalila, I never chepped $1. Meaning, the brothers were telling me that I think all these shtaris, all these loans and everything is coming from the estate, which means pro rata, we're entitled to a piece. He said, "No, it's from a different Yerusha gar. It has nothing to do with you." So the question is, who has to bring the raya? Who's the Zekla Gadol Bedin over here of Hamoitzim Mechaveri all of a raya to prove at his case? Do the brothers have to prove that it's from the Yerusha? Or does he have to prove that it's not from the Yerusha? Amar Rav, Rav said, Olav Lahavi Raya, that we're so confident, the Raglaim Lodover is so overwhelming that the transactions that this brother has been doing came from the estate, that it's all of Lahavi Araya to say that that's not the case. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, no, ala achim lahavi raya, that the brothers are going to be the ones that have to prove their case. And the truth is, there's a bigger glaim ledover that's working to the advantage of this one brother. That is, the shtar is just made out to his name, right? The check is literally made out to him. So if that's the case, it certainly supports his argument. At the end of the day, you can come with all your svaras. I mean, that's what we know as a moise mechaveri all of a raya. Yeah, it's this rather good svara. But ain't hochem the moment, nacharoiv, and ain't hochem but this when it comes to moment. Right, so when it comes to dine moment, it's zek klal gadol, but then a moise mechaveri all of a raya. Migu is not a raya, bari v'shem is not a raya. So at the end of the day, he has the muchzakais from the standpoint that the shtar was made out to him. But the bottom line is machlik is Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, all of lavi a raya, and according to Shmuel, ala achim lahavi raya. Amma Shmuel, Shmuel said moideli abba. So who's abba? Rav. Was Abba, that was his real name. So Moideli Abba, Shim Meis, that in the event that this brother would now die, then for sure Allah Achim Lahavi Raya. Even though Rav said all of Lahavi Raya, that's only if he's alive. But let's say he dies. He's not around anymore. Then already the Achin are going to have to bring a raya. Meaning, Pasha, you would say, if he has to bring a raya, now that he died, his Yarshin would be the ones that have to bring a raya. That's what Shmuel was saying, no. Moideli Abba, that in the event that he himself dies, it's not the Yarshin that bring the raya, but rather, now it's the brother. The halacha flips, and they're the ones that have to bring a raya. So the question is why? So it's good to see the Rashbam inside. Then why? Because being that the Yisraeli, they can't really bring a raya. They wouldn't even know where to start. Like, what would they do? They would have no way going about this. And at the end of the day, even Rav acknowledges the fact that the shtar is in his name. It's for that reason, there, the kinegde, the achim have to bring the raya. So where does Rav argue, however? But when the brother himself is alive, there Rav said, you have to bring the raya. Then is the shaloihu. Because if what you're saying is the truth, then nu yochel lechapis v'lim tzei raya, then shouldn't be so hard for you to bring a raya. V'im loy yimot tzei raya ifsid. And if you can't bring a raya, it's like a reyesa, and as a result, you're going to be mafsid. And really, this Rashbam explains the whole shita's Rav. Meaning, the side of Rav is Rav knows that the check is made out to this guy. But at the same time, the story's a little fishy, and if you're tining that you're saying the truth, so prove it. Prove it. It's similar to the Ramban in Cheskes Gimel Shonim. No, if you bought it, then ach v'shtarcha. That's why only after 3 years where that reyes that goes away do you have your Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Meaning you're tining good. It's made out to you. But it's reasonable for Bezdin to use their cup a little bit, the fifth of Shulchan Aruch, literally, and say, no, at the end of the day, prove it to me. Ach v'shtarcha. That's essentially what they're saying. Prove to me that what you're saying is really the truth. And it's for that reason, Rav said, Olav lahavi araya. But that taina of ach v'shtarcha, the proverbial ach v'shtarcha, that taina proved to me that what you're telling is the truth only applies to him. It doesn't apply to the Yarshim. It doesn't apply to the Yarshim. Then it's hadar dina, what Shmuel is saying, which is the more mistabritic way to look at it, be'etzem, because all the shtaris are in his name, and therefore said Shmuel, moideli abba she'en meis, ala achin, lahavirai. But the Gemara asks a kasha on this. Mask of the Rapapa. Rapapa said, klum tanina lu liyasmi midid loiton luhu avuin. There's no precedent for such a thing. At the end of the day, if the father was alive and he would say, it's mine, I yashined it from my mother's father, we wouldn't listen to him. And now that the father's not alive and it's the assignment, we're going to tanina for the assignment that's what happened. There's a concept of psach picha le'ilein. There's a concept of taninim le'yisoyimim. But you can't taina for the yisoyimim more than the father himself would have been able to taina. And if the father couldn't taina this, then how could we taina this for the yisoyimim? And in fact, the Gemara, to ask his kasha, his Rapapa's kasha, he backed up his kasha that you'll never taina for the yisoyimim more than you taina for the tata. From a psak of Rav, for Rav, apik zuga the sarbala, the safra da gadat miyasmi beloy raya. Rav once took away from Yosoimim that were holding on to a scissor that was used to shear wool, or a sifra da gadat, it was an Ein Yaakov, and he took it away from the Yosoimim without a raya. Now, they were muchzakais, and there was a whole shaila who really owned it. There was a malva that claimed it belonged to him, and he took it from them. And the reason he took it away from them was, it was bedvar masuin lahashu lahaska. Because these are things that people usually rent, people usually lend, and k'deshalach rav huna barabin, it's based on a psak halacha from a huna barabin, dvar masuin lahashu lahaska, v'omer l'kuchnein b'yodi enu neman, that the whole chazok, kol mashatachas yodi shalodim areyu shaloi, and is something that doesn't apply by Dvar Masui, Lahashel Lahasker. But the point is that Rava invoked this halacha of Dvar Masui, Lahashel Lahasker. There's no chazaka, there's no din mochsek, even for the assignment. Why? Why do you invoke it for the assignment? Because if the father was alive, he would have not had a chazaka. He couldn't have said lekuchen and biyadi. There would have been no chazkas koma. So they can't be true for the assignment either. Meaning, even though for the assignment, we always try to tie nezach, right? So at the end of the day, if the assignment inherit this thing from their father, so we don't know what the status of it is. It could be that they borrowed it, or it could be it really belongs to them. So you could hear that maybe we're taina in the world of tainin and liasmi, probably that, because the kids don't know, so we always taina for them. Yeah, but being that the father couldn't taina, we're not going to taina for the kids. So you see, there's a din, you don't taina for the yisoyim of something that the father couldn't taina. So maska for Rapapa. Rapapa said, if the guy was alive, he wouldn't have been believed. So how could we now tain the zech for the assignment? So the Gemara says a one-word answer. You know what the answer is? Kasha. What does kasha mean? So we know from throughout Shas, we've mentioned this many times over the years, that kasha means that it's a kasha, but at the same time, mishtapnisht fin azar kasha. And that's in contrast to tufta. Tufta means checkmate. It's over. There's no answer to this question. Kasha means that it's just a kasha. And the way the Mefarshim all explain, why is this a kasha? Why is this not a tiyufta? It's because I hear the tsushta rapapa, but at the same time, it's not the same case, right? And there's a tremendous nuance. Over here, again, the shtar is supporting the argument that really it belongs to that brother. They're coming and saying there's something fishy over here. No, and if you're telling the truth, bring a raya. Bez Din, believe it or not, admits that argument in court. But at the same time, only to the extent that he's able to prove it. But if he's not able to prove it, why? Because he died, and now it's Yisoyimim, they have no idea what's flying. So Al Zenem already, we're going to go based on the Ikra Din. Meaning, Rab Be'etzim holds like Shmuel. Be'etzim, his Muschurishan is Shmuel, you're right. If the Shtar is in his name, it should go to him. Narvas, I grab the hole that just prove it. And if you can't prove it, then Adarab. Then it's a reis, and then I'm going to give it. But if you don't have the reis, then the Ikra Din is going to be by him. But as it relates to a chazok, there's no chetz of chazok over there. Chazok is supposed to say that if you have it, it's a raya that it's yours. That doesn't work. And it's for that reason, zok de gemara, kasha and not yufta. Stating that, it's kedai to see this Rashbam inside. The Rashbam brings this whole hakdom of everything that we just said. This is a kasha, it's not a tiyufta. And the reason is because this is a question that you can answer. But he says in the middle of Dibra Maskel Kasha, I don't think this Hanoch is true. That Kasha is not Tiyufta, and really the Gemara is not Tiyufting this. But it's only a Kasha, and let's figure out what the Teretz is, and the Pash Peshad is the way we just explained it. Because the Emes is Loishna Tiyufta, for Loishna Kasha. There's no difference between a Tiyufta and a Kasha. What then is the difference? The difference is Elo legabi tiyufta mi mishna umi braisa shayich loymar tiyufta umi pircha da amayroi shayich loymar kasha. I'm skipping around a little bit, but says the Rashbam, this hanocha, which we show you him say throughout Shas, I don't agree with. I don't think that's emes. I think tiyufta and kasha really one and the same, and they both mean tiyufta. They both mean checkmate. They both mean that there's really no teretz to this kasha. So when do you say tiyufta? When do you say kasha? If the kasha would be from a mishnah or braisa, you'd say tiyufta. When the kasha is from v'horova apik zuga desarbelo v'sifra dagada, oh, that's already from an amir. That's when you say kasha. So this is a very yisoy this digger Rashbam tucked away here in Bava Basra daf nun beis amid beis. Amir Rav Chizda said lo yishanu. The whole halacha of Rav that says all of the havi raya, that's only the in chaluk and b'sasa. That's when the father died and it came time to divide the Yerusha, they didn't divide it. They said we're going to leave it, right, in the vernacular it's known as betfusas habayis, we're going to leave it in this situation and one of the brothers is going to be in charge, he's going to take care of all the cheshbainas. It's then and only then that Rav said that all of Lahavi Raya, Aval Chalukim be Isasan. But let's say they divided, even just the Isa, even the Taig, even the dough. They say, you know what? A little bit. You'll take a little bit of money to go buy food, and I'll take a little bit of money to buy food. Then already, you don't say all of Lahavi Raya. Because Emer me Isasa, Kimates, because you assume that maybe he was able to sum together a little bit of money, and that's how he was able to purchase what he purchased. Meaning, if he got no Chelik of the Yerusha, because no one got any chelik of the Yerusha. It's sitting in this estate. And then all of a sudden, he became a gvir. So then there's a little bit of a taina. That's when we say all of the Havi Araya. And even though the shtar is in his name, but no, just prove it. Because it just seems weird. But if there's any mitigating factor, for example, they were chalukim b'isasan, so then you could say, emer me'isase kimeitz, that's enough of a knetch for us to say that, at this point, ala achim really lahavi raya. Says the Gemara, raya b'mai. What would be an example of a raya? Okay, all of lahavi raya, right? That's Rav Shita. So what exactly is the raya that we're trying to figure out? Now, the Rashbam just says that when the Gemara says raya b'mai, how do you know it's going in Shita's Rav, all of Lavi Rai, maybe it's going in Shita Shmuel, Ala Achim Lavi Rai. He says a Pshat Tava answer, Ayin Sham, but he does say that the emes is that the Gemara is only asking in Rav, and the reason is because we paskin like Rav. So the Gemara is never going to even go and say, Shmuel, your Raya that you wanted the brothers to bring, what was that Raya? The Gemara is never going to address it. It's because it's not a Libra de Hilchaso. So even though the Gemara says Raya B'mai, and I don't know, could it be Rav, it could be Shmuel. The Rashbam makes a big deal about this. He says Raya B'mai means Rav. So what's an example of all of Lavi Raya? So Rabba Omar, Rabba said, Raya B'edim, he should bring Edim. So Edim that what? So this is another important Rashbam. Tibra Maskal Raya Be'edim. Says the Rashbam, Al Balashtar, Lohavi Raya, De Me'isosoi Kimets. Oi, Me'avi Imo Yarash, Vayimam Shashlar, it's Halalo Shalai. Prove one of two things. Either prove that you were Kimets Me'isosoi, or prove that you Yarshined from this Zedah that no one knew about. So prove out with Edim one of those two things. There's a very interesting Marsha, who asks a very posh Takash and Pshat Tava. Rav Chisda started this Gemara that said, Lo yishtanu elo de'in chalukim be'isasam. But the minute that chalukim be'isasam, emer me'isasai kimeitz. So Frek the Marsha, Vos zok the Rashbam, that you have to bring a raya, you have to bring edim that me'isasai kimeitz, just bring edim that you were chalukim be'isasam, and then already you're going to say, emer me'isasai kimeitz. That's the Marsha's Kasha. I don't know what the Rashbam says. Either way, what the Marsha says, Rashesh and some Rashesh said at different teretz, Raya became a shtar. That if you can bring, if the brother that has the shtar can be Mekayim the shtar, that in of itself is going to be enough. You don't have to do more than that. And the reason is because if Bezin already wrote a hempik on this shtar, that means they did a due diligence on the shtar. And they're looking at the shtar and it says that this one brother is the seicher over here. If they signed off on it, that means they know it's him and not really coming from the Tfus Sabais. So you actually don't even have to prove out the case. Just prove that the shtar is a good shtar. And as long as you prove that, that in of itself is going to be okay. Amalei Rav, the Rav Nachman, Rav told Rav Nachman, Harav. The Hot Shmuel, we just had a machlik is Rav and Shmuel, right? All of Lavi Raya or Alo Achim Lavi Raya? Her Rav of Rav Sheshes. And we had a machlik is between Rav and Rav Sheshes, what it means when Rav said all of Lavi Raya. So again, who's talking? Rava is talking to Rav Nachman. He said, Ma, Rebbe. Right? Rav Nachman was Rav's Rebbe. He said, Come on, Sphirle, who do you hold like? Right? Who do you hold like? You hold like Rav, you hold like Shmuel, like Rabba, like Rav Sheshes, like where's your position in all of this? And again, the context always is when it's Rav Nachman or Chayshon Mishpat, Rav Nachman is not just another opinion. So we want to know, Bas halt Rav Nachman, Shehilchas HaKavas Ebedine, as it relates to Dishmus. Amaleisa, he told him, Ano Masnisa Yodana. I'll be honest with you, I know a Braisa. You want to know my opinion? It's not even my opinion. Chmeis HaBraisa, don't ask me my opinion, I'll tell you a Braisa. And that will explain everything to you. The time you learn to the Braisa, Ech Manachman Shal Yonoysa V'noysa B'teich HaBayis. One of the brothers was being Noysa V'noysa B'teich and there were documents and stories that we yitzin al shmoi. And he said, "Shalihen, they belong to me. Shenafel dimi beis avi abo, beis avi imo, because I yashin it from my mother's father. All of lahavi raya. The halach is he has to bring a raya. Who's that?" Shitas Rav. Echeinu isha she noises for noises, but the chabayis for yoinus for shtaros yoitzan al shma. From a shalihein she nafli mi beis avi imo abba oy mi beis avi imo aleh lahavi raya. She will have to bring a raya. Now, what's that case? That case is talking about an isha that's handling b'tei chabayis. Why is the isha handling b'tei chabayis? So the Rashbam says we're talking about an amana. So this woman is an amana, and she's taking care of the assignment. We know amana nizaynus menechzi assignment. It's a whole parak, and that's what's going on here. So she's taking care of the schayra, and now all of a sudden she is some big businesswoman, and she has all these documents and shtaris that are all made out in her name. And they're tining, I think it came from the Tfus Sabayis, same exact case, but it's in Almana as opposed to one of the brothers. And she's not really even a Yarish, she's just Nizoinus, but she was an apotropis, that she was, that's an important point. She was an apotropis, and she was assigned by Bezdin, her husband, she's a legitimate apotropis. So here too, the Allah is a la la viraya, that in the event that there's some sort of dispute, is it her own schayra that she maybe got from somewhere else, or she's stealing some how from the Tfus Sabayis, she has to prove it. So the Gemara says, my v'chein, why do I need a v'chein? I mean, I know what the v'chein means, but what do I need it for? Once I know it by the brother. So what's the extra chiddush by the Amman? It must be some extra chiddush. Mara says there is Maldotema. I would have thought Isha, kivan the shvichala milsa, being that there's a big shvach for her to be the apotropos. The Amri, people are saying, kotarcha kamiyasmi, that she's being matrich for the assignment, meaning every day that she's doing this job, she looks vinishvi, good. So you would have thought, like, gazli miyasmi, why would she take such a dover toiv and now use it against her? Meaning she's getting so much covid, she's getting so much, right, chashivas from what it is that she's doing. It's shvichala. So she's going to go now and she's going to gazel. So I would have thought that here may be Alehen Lohavi Araya, because she's probably for sure telling the truth. And by the way, tack on the fact that the shtar is in her name and all the umdenis where even Rab Be'etzim holds like Shmuel. This is like Azah Chumri Yaseira. So maybe over here you shouldn't have to be so paranoid. That's the chiddush, that this halach is true not only for the ish, and this halach is true for the isha as well. Either way, exhale. So as it relates to Rei, I think it's kedai to go back to the raid that we spoke about in the previous daf, which is really raid that we spoke about on daf mem ches. It's you say this thing a raid that's negei ganshas, and I think it's worth doing, albeit an abbreviated part three. So on daf mem zayin amid beis, the Gemara brought Rav Huna's memra of Tolyu Vizavin Zvine Zvini. And the Gemara said that the reason is Svaruhu Agav Unse Gomarumak. Stating that that's only true in the event that he receives money for it. It's Tolyu Vizavin. If however it's Tolyu Viyav, then already Loi Havi Maton. And we mentioned that the Rambam, of course, paskins like Rav Huna and brings this halacha in Hilchas Mechir. And the Rambam brings it again in Hilchas Gerushin. And when the Rambam brings it a second time in Hilchas Gerushin, with regards to someone that was obligated to divorce his wife and was forced to divorce his wife, then the Rambam says a shtickle tire. He says, I understand. How is it possible that if somebody's forced to give a get, the get's going to be a get? At the end of the day, you see he doesn't want to do it. And if he doesn't want to do it, a get has to be given willingly. And it doesn't sound like this person really wants to give it. And the Rambam gives his famous Musar Shmuz that even though it looks to us like this person doesn't want to give the get, but deep down his Ratzon Pnimi is yet to give the get. And by us removing his Yetzer Hara, which is telling him not to give the get, we're not forcing him to do something that he doesn't want to do. To the contrary, we're reinstating his real Ratzon and his real Das, and therefore when he ultimately gives it, what he's doing is something that he really wants to do. And we mentioned for Reb Shach and Reb Nochem Hashem, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and really the Kadmoinim said this, the Nesivis and the Chemda Shloima, that it's a very nice Shtickle Torah, but that Shtickle Torah only works in Hilchas Gerushin, right? It doesn't work in Hilchas Mechira. In fact, Ram didn't bring any Shtickle Torah in Hilchas Mechira. And the reason probably is because the Gemara said, Agav unzi gamar amakna. So, makshim ho'achroinim, that I don't understand. In Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam brought the halacha tol yuv v'zavin zvinei zvini. Pashit, this is the way it is. If that's true, based on Agav unzi gamar amakna, so you should have the same exact svar in Hilchas Gerushin. If anything, you have more than that. Mitzvah, l'kaim, l'shmai, devri chachamim. So, why did the Rambam need another Shtickle Torah, bus Arti Rambam, and by the way, if something's bothering you, Rambam, and you need a Shtickle Torah to answer it, then how are you going to explain Hilchas Mechira where you're not going to have that Teretz? And to explain this, all the Achrayim say, that the Rambam is really Lishitasa, and it's based what the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Gerushin, literally, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that there's 10 Tanoim that need to be checked off in order for a Gerushin to be a Gerushin Midei Raisa. And the first one is that a man has to have rots in order to give a get. And the Ram brings it from a pasuk, Malamed, we learn from there that the husband has to have rots. And all that great mass, the Rambam needed a pasuk to tell me that the husband has to want to divorce his wife. Obviously, if you didn't want to divorce it, it can't work. You can't buy or sell. You can't do any transaction if you don't have rots. So what's the chiddush? Zog in the Achroinim, the Torah says you have to be medayik l'shoyne azov shal Rambam. The Rambam didn't say that the first of the Tanai Gerushin that's learned out from a pasuk by since chen be'enav is to have das. The Rambam said rotzen. Every transaction requires das. It requires consent. But it doesn't require rotzen. It doesn't require willingness. The Rambam's being mechadish that in Hilchas Gerushin, in addition to there being a din das, there's also a din rotzen. That's why the Rambam l'shitasa had to say a shtickle Torah in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf in Hilchas Gerushin. In Toyu v'zavin, where all you need is das, the Gemara already took care of that. Agav unzi gomar umakni. And by the way, we spoke for Reb Chaim that even if you maybe are going to claim that really not, and maybe there are people that are not Agav Unzi Gomer Makni, it's too bad. It's Tvarm Shabalev. And Tvarm Shabalev ain't Tvarm, based on the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. But in Hilchas Gerushin, it's not enough Agav Unzi Gomer Makni. Because that is Miyashiv the Das problem. In Hilchas Gerushin, you also have to have willingness. You also have to have Rotzin. So you're Gomer Makni, Agav Unzi. But Yizicha don't have Rotzin. It's so obvious you don't have Rotzin. That's why the Rambam said, no, it's not true. You have Rotzin also. That's the Shtikal Torah of the Rambam. And the Achrayim say, it's very meduyik in the Rambam. Because the Rambam Hilchas Gerushin says, that Toyu of Azovin only works if he says Roitzani. Hilchas Mechir, the Rambam never said the word Roitzani. Why did the Rambam never say the word Roitzani? Because over there, Yitaka don't need Roitzani. Because there, all you need is Das. Roitzani means that it's not just I have Das, I have Rotzen. That you need in Hilchas Gerushin, and that's why the Rambam brought in Hilchas Gerushin. That you don't need in Hilchas Mechachamemka, and that's why in Hilchas Mechir, the Rambam didn't bring it. That was part one. Part two, we were Moisif from Rav Lezer Shach, who said to be miyashiv what at first glance seems to be a pella to get rived. Not to be miyashiv the rived's kasha, but to be miyashiv the rived. The Rambam in Perek Dal Loch Alf Hukas Ishus says that the laws of Toyu of Azavin apply to marriage as well. Truth is, the Gemara talks about it on Dachmem Chesam and Beis, but the Rambam brings it halacha l'mayis as follows. He says that if it was Toyu of Kaddish, the woman was forced to accept Kedushin, then the halach is Eina Mekudeshes. But if the man was forced to be Mekadesh an Isha, then the halach is Areza Mekudeshes. Now, it's not our sugya to explain the difference between the Isha and the Ish. But the Rambam says, Avalo Isha and Su, Ad Shekidesh Bal Karchoi, Areza Mekudeshes. And of course, it's based on the sugya of Tal Yuv Azam, and it's based on the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Mem Ches. On that Rambam, the Ravid said four words. Vahu Sheyoymer Roitza Ani. It's only true if he says Roitzani. Now, the Magen Mishnah is ma'orer that when the Rambam brought the halach in Hilchas Mechira and didn't say a word about Roitzani, we just said it's Rambam Shit, you don't have to say Roitzani in Hilchas Mechachum Emker, so there the Ravid didn't say a word. He was shoysek. But over here, the Ravid said, V'hu sheyoyme Roitzani. So says the Magen Mishnah, I don't understand why. Why did the Ravid feel that he had to be masik in Hilchas Yishus where he didn't feel that he had to be masik in Hilchas Mechira? Zokra blazer shach, lafi hana letaflo befella. Because we just said that although the Rambam holds in Hilchas Mechira you don't have to say Roitzani, but in Hilchas Gerushin, yeah. And what's the reason? Because Hilchas Mechira, all you have to have is Das. For that, you don't need Roitza. For that, agavun sigamar amakna. But in Hilchas Gerushin, with this is bezundere din, that you have to have Rotz, and it's one time from a pasuk vayim leisim tzachim be'enov, that you have to have Rotzin, and then you have to say Roitzani mitashtekul teiro. So the Ravid held that als the hekesh of a yotza v'hoisa, makesh havaya liyetziya, we know that that hekesh permeates Kedushin and Gittin, so I told, says the Ravid, that even if you're right, the Rambam, that if a man is forced to be Mekadosh and Isha, and he does, the Kedushin is a Kedushin, but at the end of the day, it should be Logara from Gittin. And if in Gittin, by Gerishin, Sada Adin Roitzani, based on a possible volume, Loisim Tzachem Be'enav, then I think the Hekish should shtel it zu, and that the same thing should be true by Kedushin as well. And if that's the case, Zok the Ravid, Vushayem Roitzani. The Ravid didn't make the Asog in Hilchas Mechira. The reason he didn't make it in Hilchas Mechira, because he knew Rav Shach's Torah, and he knew there's a chilik between Mechira and Gerishin. Oh, but Kedushin and Gerushin is one parasha. And if that's one parasha because of the Hekish, so Zok the Ravid, over here, Kedushin didn't mention Hilchas Ishus, that I can't follow it. And that's why it was Dafke that the Ravid made that saga. Now, we spoke out one Knech that it could be there's an Oymek in the Ravid's Kasha. It could be the Oymek in the Ravid's Kasha is not just Rambam, why didn't he say Vushayim Roitzani? But Avifa Lishitoscha, you would have to say Roitzani. And Lishitoscha and Perik Pez Alocha Chav Roitzani only works if it's really your Rotz and Pnimi to do it. You have a Rotz and Pnimi for the man to marry this Isha? Now, you have a Rotz and Pnimi to get married. It's a mitzvah. The first mitzvah in the Torah. Maybe a Heksha mitzvah. Oh, but to marry this Isha, Mehechatesi, over there, Bezdin is telling you that you have to be Megarish this Isha. There you have the Rotz and Pnimi with all the raid and all the Musar. Over here, I don't know if you have it. It could be the Kasha of Ushayim Roitzin. It's not just a Kasha, but it could be, or it's not just a comment. To the contrary, it's a Kasha Gedoyl on the Rambam that L'chari shouldn't have had to have said Roitzini, and being that, if you had to say Roitzani, you would have to back it up with the Rotz Pnimi, which you don't have over here. I don't even know that Roitzani is going for. But either way, it's before from this shtickel Aviyazri, which is in Perek Da Alocha Halef in Hilchas Ishus, I mean Inyan LeInyan, the other Achrayim Rishivas that say this raid, that there's two dinim when it comes to understanding Das Kinyan, right? Das is something that comes up so often in Sugis Advarm Shabalev, etc., etc. There's Das and there's Rotzen. his consent and his willingness. They're very similar, subtly different, but at the same time, it's not the same thing. You always need das. You sometimes even need ratzin. And where we're up to right now, it sounds like for kinyonim, you have to have das. But when it comes to gerishin, and when it comes to kedushin, when it comes to ishus bichlal, over there you would have to have ratzin, and there's a makar to it. The makar is v'hayim loisim tzachem be'ena, but the Rambam lays out right in the beginning of Hilchis Gerishin. So I just want to be moistened, one more maramakim that is very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisinyan. And it's a little bit of a revolution, just some food for thought. Ten l'chachem v'yech gemayin. And that is as follows. The aleph base of the sugya of Toyuv v'zavin is that there's a distinction between Toyuv v'zavin and Toyuv v'yahiv. Toyuv v'zavin zvine zvini. Toyu v'yahiv loy havi matan. And Pashup Shad is the way the Rashbam explains it on Daf Mem Chesamer Aleph, because by Toyu v'zavin you're getting money in return, and being that you're getting money in return, so therefore it's vine zvini, as opposed to by Toyu v'yahiv you're not getting anything in return. L'shoni azov shal Rashbam hoyu v'ikotarti yisurim u'matam mois. A little bit of a stereo. But there's Yisurim and there's Matan Mois. So over there, where you have the Yisurim, Mitzad Echad, and you have the money in Mitzad Sheni, over there there's a Svar of Agavun Tzegomeru Matna. As opposed to Toyu V'yavid, all you have is the Yisurim, without the Matan Tzchur V'tzida, and as a result, over there, Toyu V'yav is not going to be okay. Stating that, there's a myriad of blitz in the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak from the Panovich Rav. It's in Chelek Aleph, it's in Siman Lamed Aleph. Now, it's a very, very, very long Siman. You have the Mechon Yerushalayim edition. It's page Kuf Mem Beis. It's Dibra Maschel Ubemakam Acher. And Teich Dvarav, the Panovich Rav was talking to a Shoyl, and they're being mefalfa, literally Kol HaTayro Kula Regal Achas, Ayin Sham. He got into the sugya of Toyu V'Zavin. And Teich Dvarav says, the Panovich Rav, that he holds in the Shitas HaRambam, that the chilik between Toyu v'zav, zav and zvine zvini, and Toyu v'yav loy havi matana is not the way the Rashbam explained it. The Rashbam said it's all about the money. Everything boils down to the gelt. That's the chilik. Here you're getting gelt, there you're not getting gelt. Says the Panovich Rav, yeah, so you in Rashbam, it's not debatable. Ob in Rambam duchzach, that's not the pshat. And he says that the emes is, even the Rashbam's pshat, it's a little dachuk. You know why it's a little dachuk? Because the Gemara says, elu svarovu. Agav unse gomer makna. Really, what it should have said was agav unse vizuzi gomer makna. And that was I found under achroinim much very much with this kasha. It's ikachasim in a sefer. It's agav unse vizuzi gomer makna. The way the Rashbam learns, it's tarti. So why do only mention one? If it's two, so why are you only saying one? It's a horror under Rashbam. So said the Panovich Rav, I hold that the Rambam got that dick, and because of that, he learned a different pshat. Okay, so what's the pshat? Let's say it already. I'll tell you what the pshat is. The chilik is that when it comes to Mekka Chememker, all you have to have is das. And being that all you have to have is das, agavut sigomer makna. When it comes to matana, it's not enough you have das. A matana has to come from your rotzen. You have to want to give it. And if you don't have rotzen, it's chaser. The ayin yofa is chaser, and it's ma'akiv in the matana. And if you don't have rotzen, willing, you can't consent to give somebody a gift. You have to be willing to give somebody a gift. And says the Panovich Rav, that I know b'muscharishin, I'm being mechadish, a whole new pshat. I mean, the diak is that it didn't say a word about Zuzi. The fees I don't do it, Zuzi. I don't do it money. The nekud is not the money. It's agav unse. It's not agav unse vizuzi. There's a svar you have to have das. By mecher, nu agav unse gomer ma. When it comes to matan, it's not enough you have das. Over there you have to have rotzen. I mean, you have to have rotzen. Over there you have the rotzen. So Zokta, let's read the Rambam together. The Rambam brings the halacha of Toyu v'zav and zvine zvine. Zokta, b'med varim amurim. Perik yud halacha gimel hilchas mechira. B'moicher. This is true for a meicher. Oy ba'is a pshar. Avo b'matana. Oy b'mechila. Im masar. Moida. Koidem ha-matana. Aval pi she'en oy onus. Harei ha-matana b'teilo. She'en holchin b'matana. Elo. Achar gilui das ha-noisen. She'em ein oy roitze. B'chol riboy lahaknis. Loikona ha-makabu matana. Mechila matani, and therefore it's going to have the same exact halacha. Now you read this Rambam every day of the week, you might not pick up on the nuance. But la'achar, all the rage from the Rosh Hashivas, that there's a distinction between das and rotzen, what the Rambam is saying is not shayach. The reason Talyu v'zavin is true b'mecher and it's not true b'matana, she'en hocha b'matana, ela achar gilui das ha'noisen, she'en ein oiroitze, b'chol liboy. And it's for that reason it's not going to work. Said the Ponovich Rav, half of a fellow. He said, you want to know how the Rambam understood the difference between Toyu v'Zovin and Toyu v'Yav? The chilek is, by one you need Ratzin, and by the other you don't need Ratzin. If all you need is Das, Agabun Sigam Ramakni. But if you need Ratzin, then it's not going to work. Ah, you're going to ask me a kasha, say Ratzani. Say Reitzani, what's the problem? The Teretz is, the Rambam already said Reitzani only works when we can be Megala, that's your real Ratzin. But that you don't have by giving a Matana. I mean, it's a nice thing to do, but you don't have the Rambam Shtikl Torah. And being that you don't have the Rambam Shtikl Torah, so what you're going to have is the Rambam's Kasha on the Teretz. You could scream from the rooftops Reitzani all day long. It's worthless. How do I know that that's the Rambam? Perek Beis, Allah. So he said, half of a fellow, that's Pshan the Rambam. And he said, the emphasis is like this. If you take a look at the Rashba in the Sugya and Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph, he brings a very interesting Shittas Rishonim. He brings a Shittas Rishonim that says that what would be if it's Toyu Vizavin? And the person paid, but he didn't pay full dollar. He paid. Since Toyu Vizavin, the guy says, you know what, I'll give you 50 cents on the dollar, you give me a 50% discount, then I'm willing to sell it to you. So the Rashba brings the Shittas Rishonim that it works. And he's matmi on it. Why? If you're giving me dollar for dollar, so then like the Rashbam said, I didn't lose anything. So if I didn't lose anything, so it makes sense, Toyu v'zavin zvini zvini. But if I'm selling you something that's worth $10,000, and you give me $5,000, the whole thing is crazy. Zok the Panovich Rav, you know whose Shita this is? It's the Rambam Shita. Because the Nakud over here is not, the Nakud is not over here, the Agavunzi, you need the money, you know, the Gemara never said a word about money. The Be'etz Matana, what about, you know what the Vard is? The Vard is it a Mecher or is it a Matana? The minute you get money, even if you were ripped off, it's Vard Bechefza Mecher. And the minute it's a Mecher, now you don't need drugs, all you need is that. If all you need is that, since Agamunzi Gamra Mak, the Baal Koponim over here, we have a major aside that we're being malakit from different Gedoyli Achroinim, and that is that when it comes to Das, this really is the under this Das. And this Rotzen. Mekach HaMemke, Namal, we understand, is Das. Gerushin, that's Mufurish and Rambam, that's Rotzen. Rav Lezer Shach said that when it comes to Kedushin, that's also Rotzen based on the Yotze V'Hoysa. And we have this Ponovich Rav who's learning up in the Rambam Perek Yud and Hilchas Mechir Halacha Gimel, that when it comes to Matana, Matana is also going to be not about Das. Matana is going to be about Rotzen. Now, just to say what we said already, this is all in the Maisa. Rotzen and the outcome, once you do the Maisa and you know or should know what the implications of the mice are, and then you don't have to have rotzen for the outcome. The raya to that is Dvarim Shebelev in the parish of Tanoi. But as it relates to how much das you have to have for the mice, Seventzich, Amolitz das, Amolitz rotzen, and we are going to stop.